Fall is here, and with that comes grain harvest, weaning calves, and preg checking. If your cattle producer has access to crop residue fields following harvest, then preparing to turn cattle out to graze should be a top priority. Grain sorghum or milo and corn residue represents an excellent opportunity to extend the grazing season into the winter, which could reduce the need to feed harvested forages. However, several important management considerations must be kept in mind when grazing crop residues. Hi everyone, this is Blair Todd, Livestock Production Agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Extension. Today I'll be discussing what to keep in mind when considering turning your cattle out to graze crop residues. The absence of fences and water sources is one of the biggest limitations for residue grazing. In Kansas, many acres are grown using rain-fed production systems, making it impossible to source water for livestock from an irrigation well. And hauling water long distances is usually not practical either. However, if water can be supplied and temporary fences put up, then grazing crop residues is usually economical. Unlike actively growing forages, both the quantity and quality of residue available for grazing will be the highest immediately following harvest, and it will decline over time due to weathering, trampling, and consumption by cattle of higher quality and more palatable plant components. You should use body condition to guide the nutrition program for mature cows and bulls when grazing crop residues. Spring calving cows in a condition score of greater than or equal to 5 at the start of the grazing period will likely have little response to supplementation provided overgrazing does not occur. However, supplementation will likely be needed later in the grazing period to offset declining forage quality as calving nears. High amounts of grain in the field from either plant lodging or spilling when loading trucks also pose a risk of acidosis. Cattle selectively graze and will seek out and consume any grain present first before leaf and stalk material. The degree to which grain in the field poses a risk is dependent on many factors, but levels greater than 10 to 15 bushels per acre generally require additional management. You should avoid turning hungry animals directly onto fields by filling them up on forage, strip grazing to reduce the amount of grain available, and supplementing low amounts of grain initially before turning them out are all strategies that may be used to decrease risk of acidosis when grazing fields with excess grain. Finally, nitrate and prussic acid toxicity are two conditions that producers should take further management to prevent. Both can negatively impact cattle's health. Nitrates accumulate in the base of the stalk or stem, and while issues associated with nitrate toxicity are generally less common in grazing situations as compared to when cattle are fed a diet, for this reason it is critical to manage stalking rates so that cattle are not forced to consume the lower third of the stalk. Prussic acid can occur in many plant species, and they primarily accumulate in young, rapidly growing plant tissue. Therefore, avoiding grazing crop residues around a frost event and for the first 7 days following a killing freeze is a sound practice because prussic acid concentrations generally increase as temperatures near freezing and then dissipate upon rupture of the plant cells once the plant has been completely frozen and is no longer actively growing. Just as with harvested forages, representative samples of standing forage can be collected for analysis of nitrate and prussic acid to determine risk levels and guide management decisions. Grazing crop residues represent an opportunity to extend the grazing season well into the fall and early winter. You should keep in mind that forage availability and quality changes throughout grazing, and the nutrition program for a cowherd will depend on the relationship between these changes and stage of production. Thank you. This has been Blair Todd, K-State Extension, Post Rock District.